Addiction recovery chaplains often serve in settings where people use recovery language every day. They may talk about powerlessness, surrender, inventory, amends, sponsors, triggers, relapse, sobriety, character defects, higher power, meetings, chips, and one day at a time. A wise chaplain learns this language but does not lose biblical clarity. Learning recovery language helps build trust. When someone says, "I need to call my sponsor," the chaplain should understand that this is usually a good accountability step. When someone says, "I'm working step four," the chaplain should know that this may involve a searching moral inventory. When someone says, "I'm making amends," the chaplain should recognize the seriousness of repairing harm where possible. But biblical clarity matters. Christians do not believe that language alone changes the soul. We believe God works through truth, repentance, grace, community, forgiveness, and new life in Christ. Recovery language can name important realities, but Scripture gives us the deeper story of creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. So how should chaplains speak? First, use recovery language respectfully. Do not mock it. Do not act confused on purpose. Do not dismiss what has helped someone stay sober. Second, ask clarifying questions. When you say surrender, what does that mean to you right now? When you say higher power, how do you understand God? When you say amends, what would wisdom and safety require in that relationship? Third, connect with Scripture when invited. If someone is talking about confession, you might say, "The Bible also speaks about confession bringing healing and honesty into the light." If someone is talking about amends, you might say, "Scripture takes reconciliation seriously," while also recognizing that wisdom and safety matter. Fourth, avoid forcing Christian words into every sentence. Some chaplains sound spiritual but stop listening. The goal is not to win a vocabulary contest. The goal is faithful care. Fifth, protect dignity. A person is more than a relapse, more than a substance, more than a recovery label, and more than a past failure. Each person is an embodied soul made in God's image, carrying wounds, responsibilities, habits, hopes, and spiritual hunger. What helps? Patient listening, clear language, respectful questions, Scripture by permission, and steady presence. What harms? Arguing over terms too quickly, using Bible verses like weapons, treating recovery language as dirty, or acting as though recovery phrases are equal to Scripture. A faithful addiction recovery chaplain can speak both languages carefully, the language of recovery enough to understand the person and the language of Scripture enough to point toward Christ-centered hope. That balance builds trust, protects dignity, and opens doors for deeper restoration.